Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Hey, do you know a kid that goes above and beyond? Does something special for his family, his community? For his or herself? Any kid getting it done? That's what we want to know about. Go to WGNRadio.com/contest to submit an entry for a child between 5 and 18. What you think ought to be Kid of the Week? Winner will be announced at the end of the show. Well, not at the end of the show. Winner will be announced at the end of the year. I don't think the show's going to end at the end of the year. Be an unfortunate development. Wait, I've got a new contract that starts in January. I guess we're not going to end at the end of the year, are we, Dave?
No, I don't think there are any plans to do that, I hope.
What an odd Freudian slip that was. Anyway, Kid of the Year. Dave and Mary Vandeveld will choose Kid of the Year because Andre and I don't want to. The 2016 Kid of the Year will be awarded a $5,000 prize courtesy of Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch. See all the inventory at rayandraymonddeals.com and go to wgnradio.com/contest to submit your entry. Anytime about any special youngster like the one we're about to meet right now. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How about you?
All right, Matt, how are you? Sixth grader?
Eighth grader.
Eighth grader, I'm sorry. And Matt, what do you want to be when you grow up?
You know, I'm not too sure about that yet.
Oh, Matt, we need an answer. We must know.
Well, I would like to be a drummer. That'd be pretty cool.
Like a rock and roll drummer?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite band?
Blink-182.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting choice. Why do you like Blink-182?
Well, I really like Travis Barker. I really like them in general.
Yeah. Give me a band that a Blink-182 fan would like that I wouldn't expect. Like, who else do you like?
I like the Foo Fighters a lot.
Okay.
They're a good band.
You like country music?
Not really. Not really.
How about R&B?
Sort of. A few songs.
Hip-hop? Rap?
Mm-hmm.
What rap do you like? Like what artist?
Like, not really one in particular, just a few songs here and there.
What if we gave you like a rap name, like P. Maddie?
I don't know.
Well, talk it over with your people. I'll get back to you.
How about Mixmaster Matt?
It's a little
long.
It's not street enough for me. So, Matt, where do you go to school?
UCU Middle School.
Okay. And you feel great? You're healthy?
Yeah, pretty good.
Because here's the deal. I believe it was when you were going into sixth grade at your back-to-school physical, you found out you had type 1 diabetes, right?
Yeah.
And were you feeling okay going into that, and they just found it by accident, or did you have some symptoms?
Well, like, looking back at it, I didn't really feel okay, but at the time I thought it was just, like a little cold. But now it was, like, yeah, I was very surprised. We found it by surprise, and it's was really, really helpful.
And do you have a pump?
I do now, yes.
Yeah, which makes life a lot easier, right?
It makes everything so much easier. It's awesome.
Right, and you're following what your doctors tell you and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the deal, right? As long as you listen to your doctors and your mom and dad and you take care of yourself, you're going to be fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who is Dr. Swami to you?
Doctor for J.D. Ross.
That's exactly right. You've won nothing. Oh, yes, you have. Hold on. But the prizes will come later. Stand by here while we go to Dr. Swami. He's got some important information here, too. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Matt and I are just hanging out. Or as I like to call him, P. Maddie.
Yeah, I like that. If you can come up with one for me, I'm happy to use it.
I think Swami's a pretty cool name to begin with. Yeah, I don't think you need anything other than that.
All right, good.
Where do you practice?
I'm at La Arvida Children's Hospital in Hyde Park.
Oh, good for you.
And we have clinics in Joliet and Indiana, too, so I'm kind of a traveling show.
One of the reasons we wanted to have you guys on together is because this back-to-school physical thing that parents, a lot of times, it's nobody's fault, everybody's busy, but parents go, oh, now I got to do a back-to-school physical, and I got to get them here, and I got to go through this, and they're not going to find anything, and la-da-da-da-da. And if not for the back-to-school physical, maybe we don't find out what's going on with Matt quickly enough, and he gets into some trouble.
Right. Yeah, I think that's one of the ways that kids are detected, and I think Matt had that experience, which I'm glad that we do these, because otherwise we wouldn't see these kids except once a year, but often it's just general public education. These kids will present with symptoms, go to their doctor, they contact us, and then, you know, we diagnose them with diabetes and treat them appropriately.
What should parents look for?
Sure. So typical signs are urinating a lot, drinking a lot, weight loss without trying. So some people, you know, will say, oh, you look great, you lost weight. And I tell people, you know, not to always think that's a good thing. Depends on whether the kid's actually trying and changing their lifestyle or just randomly losing weight. And urinating at night when previously you were dry or didn't have to are typical signs. And also in girls, we will see more infections down below. We'll see skin infections in kids in general, fatigue, lack of school performance that, you know, if they previously did well, they start to decline.
Sure.
So all of those put together generally was what we see.
Is there anything in your life, Maddie, that or Matt, sorry, buddy, that you feel like you can't do?
There's really nothing without, like, be just handling diabetes along with it. You can pretty much do anything.
Love your attitude, buddy. And do your friends ask you about it, or is it just part of, you know, they just go, no, it's Matt, he's fine. There's nothing different about Matt.
I mean, they can pretty much notice now if I'm high or low, so that's pretty cool. But they'll always ask if I'm good to do stuff, so that's pretty nice.
So you don't need, like, a diabetic dog necessarily, because your friends just hang out all the day and go, there he goes, he's good.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, you're an inspiration, but I love your attitude. Keep that great attitude up. And Dr. Anita, there's a walk on a visit walk.jdrf.org. It's the JDRF One Walk, right?
Yes. I actually have a few things to tell you guys about. So JDRF has some great resources in general to educate parents and schools as well. And One Walk is a way for parents to connect with one another. So if you actually want to learn more, you can just go to jdrf.org. They also have back to school toolkits, also at the same site. And one of the things they asked us is just maybe some tips. And there's also information online about what kind of school plans you can have. There's differences between a diabetes medical management plan and a 504 plan, which is more detailed and involves the parents or caregivers meeting with the school
right.
to really set accommodations. So I encourage parents, whenever a kid is diagnosed, to go ahead and educate themselves, get the process rolling, talk to their provider, and then have a sit-down meeting with the school. Our institution also has a school nurse training program. That's October 26th at La Rabida, and people can contact us for more information. And I think the biggest thing is just to get exposure and knowledge. So there's a lot of local groups as well. Who are Facebook groups or other groups that our patients have started or parents to really work together to make this successful. And then day to day, I think they just need to create an ongoing dialogue between all the parties so that it's not a one and done. You have one school plan and one school year, but you say, you know, is it working for me to have gym before lunch? Probably not, because then I'll have a low blood sugar. So let's see if I can change that time period. And to make sure you bring as many supplies as possible to the school, because I can't tell you how many times schools call and they don't have the necessary supplies to treat the kids. So it's really on us to educate parents about that and for parents to bring all of the necessary supplies for at least a couple of days, including medications, test strips, treatment for low sugars, and really just proactively setting the child's schedule to be successful and do well in school and not be pulled out constantly due to issues related to their diabetes.
And parents and kids dealing with this, there are no stupid questions. So, you know, make a list whenever you think of them throughout the day and ask your healthcare provider and ask them again and get your answers as you push Absolutely. Forward on this.
Absolutely. And I think it's good to have a big team. It takes a village, and we are fortunate that we have social workers and psychologists. It's not just about your doctor. It's really the entire team, and that team involves the parents and wonderful kids like Matt.
You got any kids or any of your friends coming out to the walk, Matt?
Yeah. I have a lot of friends coming out. It's going to be a great time, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Visit walk.jdrf.org. You're not married, are you, Matt?
Not yet. I got a few.
Okay.
A few,
Got a couple years.
Yeah.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
You got any buddies you want to say hi to? You got any teachers you want to suck up to?
No, not right now.
All right. So just hi to everyone at your school.
Yes.
And what was that school again?
Eastview Middle School.
Yeah. Best middle school ever?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, done. What's your first class today?
My first class today is band.
It's
also my favorite.
What do you play?
Along with drumming, I do like the percussion in the band.
So what do you drum and what else do you do?
Percussion in the band. So like,
oh yeah, but what percussion? You bang stuff together? What do you do?
Like timpanis, marimbas.
Do you know what those are?
Yeah, yeah. Timpanis and
marimbas.
Rimbas.
No, marimbas.
I'm a lead. What do you want?
How fun is that? I love drummers.
Yeah. Hey, easy.
I know.
Matt said he's not ready to get married.
I know.
Sorry, Matt. She's very pushy. Matt, Dr. Swami, thank you very much. And, Doctor, keep up the great work. And hi to everybody at the hospital. I love what you guys do.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.
That's P. Maddie and Swami. Yeah.
Come on. I still like Mixmaster Matt. Although he's a drummer, so he's got to have more of a hard rock kind of a
name.
Yeah,
I think probably, yeah. All right, hold on, buddy. And here you go. We got prizes. Volo Auto Museum. People who know Volo for their collection of the 400 vintage cars that span from the early 1900s all the way through the 70s. Get more information at volocars.com, an app gift card pleasing people since 1936. Visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com and a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. 40 Chicagoland locations and more. Order online at loumalnati's.com.